Yes, I've used to talk about the theme, but don't worry, we're going to just look at the word of God in the next 15 minutes thereabouts, and then we pray for another 15 minutes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Valley of Beraka. Somebody say that.
The Valley of Beraka.
Can you open your Bible with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 26? That's just what we'll read, and I'll just tell you the story around it. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 26. If you are there, just help me read it out.
On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka.
Yes, sir.
There they blessed the Lord.
Yes.
So the name of the place is still called the Valley of Beraka. Blessing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, they arrived at that valley, and there they did something. Something happened. They did something there. They blessed the Lord. Now, if you want to, because, you know, you now look at it. Why are they blessing the Lord? So, the previous story, or what happened before they got there, is a popular story. So, I won't bore you with the usual details. Let's just take some lessons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Jehoshaphat was threatened by three other big nations. He was threatened, and they were to go to war. And he wrote a letter and dropped it on the altar. See, when our fathers give us some things to do, and they tell you to write your prayer request, you know, we are Sorosuke generation. We start asking her, must I write? It is biblical. Jehoshaphat wrote his request and placed it on the altar. So, at times, when you get to a stage in life, you may need to write the thing. When the Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. It is not just religion. When we say, write your prayer request, several times our fathers have taught us that you take that prayer request. For instance, maybe when we are going for pastor's conference, we are going to our campground in Ikeji, or the pastor is going for a special retreat. All of you write your prayer request. I want to pray for you. See, let's look at another biblical example. The hand that will write on the wall in the days of Daniel. The Bible says the hand wrote on the wall, and people were able to see it. Am I right? And they were able to read what that hand wrote on the wall, which means God understands that we need to write. So you may get home today, and the things that are in your heart, the things that are burning in your heart, you may need to write them down and place them before the Lord. So number one is that Jehoshaphat was so confused, and he wrote his requests. And the Lord sent messengers to him. What was the strategy to be praising God? Now let's put it in a more practical way. Nigeria is big. Niger is also big. Which other country is big around West Africa? Cameroon too is big, am I right? Now imagine Nigeria, Niger, and Cameroon wanting to fight Togo. You know, Togo is so small that if you travel to Togo by road from their border, from when you enter their border like this, just drive for 2 hours, you get to the next border. That's how tiny the country is. The country is so small. I wonder why they are called a country. In fact, Benin Republic is bigger than themselves. Benin Republic said they will gladly be called the 37th state of Nigeria. They want to merge with Nigeria. Now imagine Nigeria with all our army, with all our machine guns and coal. Niger join us. Niger is so large, although their population is not as much as us, but they are wide. They have a landmass, thank you, Daddy. Cameroon too has a very huge landmass. Three of us are now coming to say that we want to crush this small Togo. And the strategy the Togolese president is using is to go and recruit Dusi Oyekon and go and buy keyboard and drums. What will you tell? What will you say is, it is crazy. Let's look at it. Don't just let's read some of these Bible stories and just overlook it. It does not make sense. Am I right?
Yes,
Some people are bringing, you know, they want, during the, when Nigeria and Niger wanted that, during that, wala, they started, bloggers started bringing out facts. Nigeria has 2,000 helicopters, Niger has 300, Nigeria has this amount of this, they just started comparing. Instead of comparing the number of helicopters and attack ships and bomb and whatever you have, you are bringing out the number of keyboards, the number of base jitter. Che, what are you going to use the base jitter to do in a war strategy? So now, let's look at it. For Jehoshaphat to even accept that, it is risky. See, at times, God will give you a strategy and it will take a risky faith. At times, some things that are not, you know, maybe you are an engineer or you are an IT person. There are things that, especially some of us who are young, who are tech people, you know that this thing is not anointing, my brother. This thing is tech. Let's bring, do you understand my point? But God will give you a strategy that will even frustrate your tech. But you take a crazy faith, a crazy kind of faith, a faith that when you are doing it, even your spouse or your or people around you will tell you that, you be like, say, something is wrong with this guy. That kind of faith. Let me tell you a story, personal story. One of my uncles, my biological uncle, my mom's younger brother, my grandma had twins. So one of the twins died. Real life story. We were not born then, they were still kids. So my mom was a kid then, so I was not born, but we heard the story. And my grandfather is a pastor. So mama just said, God, because she has lost a child before, and like, God, I can't lose another child. You know what she did? She carried the child, the dead boy, confirmed dead, and went to drop him on the altar. You know, in those days, our altar is not the, you know, we are Soros, okay, we are a new generation. Our altar, the old olden days church, you know how the altar is. It is inside, you have, so she went to drop the child on the altar. She put toys on the thing. She dropped the child in the morning. She came back in the afternoon, in the evening. The boy was playing with the toys. Crazy feet. Instead of her to come around, go, neighbors, please come and help me. No. She was like, God, I cannot lose another child. She carried the dead boy. He's my uncle. He's alive now. He's all quarter to a grandfather. Almost the grandfather. His first son is about to get married. Carried him. Dropped him on the altar. Those kind of crazy faith, it has worked in the Bible, it has worked for our fathers. That is the faith I'm encouraging you to have today. Hallelujah. Amen. So point number one is risky faith. Because for you to even accept all those things that God, it is praise. I mean, it is faith. Over fear. Instead of him to shout and start, see, some of you have to reduce your the higher your faith, the lower your fear. If you have huge fear, what happens to your faith? It drops. Faith, for those who are scientists, faith is inversely proportional to fear. Okay, don't let me confuse. Maybe for those of us who are not science oriented. Which means, if you have higher faith, you're going to have what? Lower fear. If you have higher fear, you're going to have lower faith. So tell your neighbor, increase your faith.
Increase your faith.
See, the Bible says without faith, no man, it is impossible to please God. So God cannot even start doing miraculous. God cannot take you to the valley of blessing without your faith. Let's take one or two more points. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Victory without fighting. God gave him, you know, it is, if he had fought, look at God. God has a sense of humor. If he had fought and won three nations, it's a miracle. Am I right?
Yes.
Like Niger, Cameroon and Nigeria fighting Togo, and Togo fought back and won. You know that is a miracle on its own. Now, God even wanted to make it sound crazier. They didn't even fight. The kind of blessing that God is going to give you, that even if you had worked for it, if you have done what you're supposed to do, it will be a miracle. Go, 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 go. But you know the kind of blessing that when people are coming to tell you that, congratulations, come and tell us how you did it. Even you yourself know that you cannot claim that you know how it happened. Those kind of blessings are located in your house in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Somebody here, I said, those kind of blessings are located in your house in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Victory without fighting. It is not everything. I was saying it, I don't know, okay, I was preaching at ADCC, Abuja DCC headquarters, I think last week, Sunday, yes, or 2 weeks ago, thereabouts. And I was saying that some of these songs that we sing, some of these battle songs, could they be, it doesn't could get anywhere. All these emotional battle songs, give me one, please. Oh, yeah, yeah, now. You know those battle songs now? Songs of I am the next in my house that we have breakthrough. So God hates all the other in your house. It's not God that created them. Do you understand? All these emotional songs, they are not songs of praises. They are not lifting God up. They are not telling how great God is, the sovereignty of God. Am I right? It is jealousy song, competition song. Emini number one, Iwani number two. Why should you? Can't all of us be number one? The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. Those songs are anti-scripture. But you know, we sing that song. I remember the choir, so don't worry. When this Otave, you know, is also so choir, don't be angry. When we sing this song, we just want people's emotion to be to be high. They are not praising God. The kind of praise Jehoshaphat was giving was just to tell how big, how great God is. He's not talking about enemy. Give me those songs. They are not coming. Give me those songs. Any example of those songs? You know it now. Eh? Yeah, that's not your reason of choir. Leave my choir. Let the choir breathe. Hallelujah. Do you understand? The Bible says the kind of songs we should be singing are songs of praises unto God. Songs that lift the, so that when you eulogize God, God will stand up on his throne. That is what praises do. Jehoshaphat was not singing song that enemies should die. And I asked them in that sermon that since you've been singing that your enemies should die, how many of them has that song killed? Do you understand? Jehoshaphat was not singing about the enemy. Jehoshaphat was busy singing about the awesomeness of God. How great God is, and God was killing the enemy. Do you understand? Jehoshaphat was not busy focusing on the enemy. That's another point. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't focus on your problem. Don't magnify your issue. Do you understand? Jehoshaphat was not focused on the problem. He was focused on God. He was exalting the name of God. Let us exalt the name of God together. Let us magnify the Lord. That's what it says. Be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified, oh Lord. That we should be singing in warfare. That Lord, I make you big. What does it mean to magnify? Our scientists are they will put a microscope under, they'll put something that you cannot even see with your naked eye. The microscope will do what? Enlarge it. Some of us will magnify our problem instead of magnify God. Don't stop magnifying your problem. And the church these days, when I say the church, I don't mean this church, I mean the church generally. It is easier for prophets and revivalists and pastors to stir up your emotions by telling you how great the power of the devil is than tell you how great the power of God is. They put fear in you. Ah, I saw someone.
The devil did this to them.
The devil did that to them.
Ah, you better pray.
So people will be praying out of fear of the devil,
rather than out of love for God,
out of reverence for God. God, you are too great. You did this for this person. You did this for Jehoshaphat. There is nothing you cannot do. So I magnify you.
Hallelujah.
Time is gone. Maybe I should do one more, then we'll start praying.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beraka.
They named that place Beraka because of their blessing, because of their experience. The experienced blessing. And I speak into your life, into your home today, that that experience that will change your name, that will change the name of your house,
that will come to you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Imagine, let me tell you this story. I heard long ago, I was a teenager in one of the Deeper Life camps. We used to go for a teenager's camp in Deeper Life there. So a sister,
let me just name her Sister Funke.
She said she invited people to the church. Sister Funke had, there's a Funke. Okay, let me change. What, Sister Rebecca?
Oh, there's no Rebecca.
Okay. So that sister had hunched back. You know hunched back? She had hunched back. But she was inviting people to that crusade. She was telling people, God will heal you, God will bless you. She was just inviting people for that crusade. She said in her testimony that she didn't even trust God for her own healing. That she has given up that her healing will be in heaven. That when our body is transformed, that is where that she has forgotten that that hunchback will go.
Now, why am I saying that story? She said in her office, she's the only person bearing her name, that Rebecca.
But still, they will call her Sister Rebecca Onikeleni. What's the meaning of that? It's the hunchback Sister Rebecca. That they will attach that hunchback to her name. Not that there are two Rebeccas in the office room. She's the only Rebecca, but they will start attach her name to it. You know, there are some evil things or negative things that will happen in your life that people will attach it. And God healed that sister in that crusade. I'm saying that whatever negative name that people have called you because of your situation, because of what has happened in the past, I prophesy to your life. Another positive thing will happen that will attach your name in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
See, no matter how many children you have before you have twins, especially in Yoruba land, your name will change automatically. Am I right?
Yes.
You no matter if you like have 10 children, once you have twins, what do they start calling you? Mommy of twins, mama twins, mama bomb two, mama two. That kind of testimony will happen in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go on our feet. So I just want to pray for a few minutes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want us to first come with a heart of gratitude that God, I thank you because the battle is yours.
Yes, Lord.
Because this battle is not mine. Whatever battle it is you are fighting, just exalt God. Make God bigger than that battle. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than everything. God is bigger than every mountain I cannot see. Oh, bigger than all my questions, bigger than everything. God is bigger than every mountain I cannot.
Come on, make it bigger, make it bigger. Tell him that he's bigger than it. It's bigger than your problems. It's bigger than your situation. Come on, make him large, make him large. Lift him high. Tell him that he's greater. Oh, Lord, you are greater. Lord, you are greater. And your mercies endure forever. Thank you for your mercies. For my word, my vocabularies are not enough to say how great, how awesome you are. Oh Lord, we worship you. We bless you, Jesus. 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 Lord, we exalt your name. Lord, we exalt your name. We exalt and lift you high, Jesus. We enlarge you, 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 Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. What kind of amen is this? In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
I want to thank you for his faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord.
See, I can stay on God's faithfulness for the next 1 hour. When God made a vow with Abraham that I swear by myself, he was not swearing by himself because he is afraid he will fail. He's just giving Abraham an assurance. The faithfulness of God. See, the sweet thing about the mercies of God and his faithfulness is that it is even brand new every morning. It is good enough if God's faithfulness is for you, even if the faithfulness is 20 years old. At least it's God's faithfulness. Imagine if Dangote gave you a card 10 years ago. You will go and glaze that card. I shake hands with. There was a time when I was in the UK. I schooled in the UK. There's this Madame Tussauds. There's a tourist center whereby the images of celebrities were there. So I went to snap. The image of the Queen of England was there. So I went to snap with the image of the Queen. It's not the real Queen, though. So I posted it on Facebook. If you see the number of comments, you met Queen. I didn't say yes. I didn't say no. So if the Queen gave you an assurance, or now King Charles, or what's the president of America, Biden, give you an assurance, it's good enough. Now imagine the assurance, the faithfulness of God. Now that faithfulness is not just even old. Every morning is renewed. Every morning is renewed. Come on, lift your voice and thank you for his faithfulness. Thank you for his mercies. Thank you for his mercies. Thank you for his faithfulness. Every morning, Lord, we worship you. We thank you for your faithfulness. 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 Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your mercies. That is new every morning. Thank you for your mercies. That is new every morning. Thank you for your mercies. I'm not using yesterday's message today. I will not use today's message tomorrow. Oh, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm going to tell us two things, and then we'll praise God one more day. Once more, then we're going to go to other prayer points. See, the Bible says the hair on your head are numbered. There's a difference between the hair of your head being numbered and being counted. The Bible didn't say they are counted. It says they are numbered. What's the difference? God may just know that the total hair on my head is maybe 3 million. Just for instance. That's counted. He knows that, oh, this guy has 3 million hair on his head. But when they are numbered, if one of it gets caught up in the comb while I'm trying, he knows that that is number 700,851. That is the kind of detail God puts in your life. We're going to thank God for how valuable he has created us. There's no manufacturer that manufactures like God that will be a prophet. Why? You know, the engineers that manufacture this mic now, they will manufacture one prototype. Then they will now do several copies of that prototype. So it is not our church alone that has this kind of mic now. In fact, whiskey, they can even go and buy the same mic. When the manufacturer of this fan or a car, they will just do one prototype. They do many copies. But God is a manufacturer that did every of his copy as prototype. As prototype. Why? Your fingerprint is different from my own fingerprint. He made you alone. He went again. Made another twins that share the same womb. Identical twins. Our daddy will let us we understand that identical twins is one egg that breaks into two. As that as close as they are, they still have different fingerprints.
Yes, sir.
That is to show you the kind of details God has about you. So don't let the devil tell you are worthless. If God can put that much details into you, I want you to praise him for making you fearfully and wonderfully made. That Lord, you put this much details in me. You put this much attention to making me. Come on, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Worship him. Worship him.
Lord, we worship you. Father, we bless you. For you put so much details into us. You put so much details into us. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, grant me wisdom. Grant me guidance in whatever area of my life. Whatever area you are facing, whatever problem, ask for guidance. Just like God gave Jehoshaphat instruction, guidance. Lord, I receive guidance. I receive wisdom. I receive guidance. I receive wisdom to navigate through life. I receive guidance. Pray, pray, pray. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. And begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, I receive guidance. I receive wisdom. I receive guidance. I receive wisdom. I receive guidance. I receive wisdom. In the name of Jesus, I receive guidance. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah. See, we're going to say that prayer again. I want us to be serious about it. You know that God is already in 2050. I want us to look. I'm a scientist, so I try to use science. God is already in 2050. So the thing that you are facing now, the challenge you are facing now, God has already seen the end. That is why you need guidance. You need direction on how to... Okay, let me give you this example. There was a time in my life, my whole prayer points, every January 1st, the only prayer point I go to church to pray is that God, just let me pass jam this year. In those days, in our days, once you feel jam like this, you wait till, you remember, you wait till next year, or like this diploma, they will go and do pre-degree, do everything. Then, 1 year, the whole world will now know that, oh, feel jam, what's it like? My own prayer point ever was, God, just let me pass jam. Now, God cannot, even that cannot even enter my list of prayer points again. So God did it at that point. Imagine God that it was already in 2023 at that time. You just be laughing that, calm down. You already successful. I see you successful in the future. That is why we need guidance. If God, because that's where I look at God. God can make me to pass jam when I thought that jam is the only prayer point I have in life. So whatever I see as a great obstacle now, it's small. So we need guidance. We need wisdom. How do I navigate through life? How do I raise my children? Whatever it is that is giving you problem. See, someone said that children don't come with an operating manual. We just try our best. Parents, am I right? We just try, let's even look at food, especially for those of us who have toddlers. You buy this one, you buy SMA good. Boy, you man, let's see if you will collect it. Let's try. So, no child comes with an operating manual. Someone may be having difficulty with their children, but God is already in the future of that child. You need wisdom. You need guidance so that you don't go opposite direction. Guide me, Jesus. Open my understanding. I receive wisdom to go through life. I receive guidance to navigate through life. Begin to pray. Open your mouth. Pray. In the name of Jesus, I receive guidance. I receive wisdom because you have been in future before me. Lord, I receive guidance. Cry out unto the Lord. I receive wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Now the Holy Spirit dropped this. He said there are times you need wisdom to know where to stand still. Especially for those of us who can talk. You know that some of us in Yoruba parlance are transliterated. They say, we are not children of go back home to collect answer. You know the meaning of that? That as you are bringing it like that, we are there are times that wisdom, in fact, the greater wisdom, tell you to keep quiet. I don't know who needs that. Lift your voice unto the Lord. Lord, give me the wisdom to know when to keep quiet, when to stand still and watch. See, there are times that your deliverance is in your quiet, is in your silence. And we have talked. You think you can talk? That Lord, give me the wisdom. Help me to know when to keep quiet and watch your salvation for you to pray. Turn that into prayers. Lord, help me to know when to be quiet. Help me to know when to stand still. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, shall say, Father, I replace fear with faith in my life. Come on, declare that, Father, I replace fear with faith. Help my faith, Jesus. Help my faith, Jesus. Oh, my faith is built up. My faith in you is built up. Help my faith. Help my faith, Jesus. Help me, Lord. I replace fear with faith in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We say it one more time. The Bible says, Jesus asked the man who wants to be healed. He said, do you believe that I can heal you? Do you have faith that I can heal you? What was the man's response? He said, yes, I believe, but help my heart. I'm like, so just in case that belief that I said is not enough, help my remaining in the back, the bottom part of the opening. Let me help my opening. You may have faith, you may trust God. Lord, you know in your heart, God knows that I trust you, Jesus. But there's something, reality is dawning on you. Reality is coming, and Lord, help my unbelief. That's all. Lord, help my unbelief. In these things that is happening in my life, in whatever it is, Lord, help my unbelief. Shall I begin to pray? Cry unto the Lord, help my unbelief. Jesus. Increase my faith. Lord, help my unbelief. In the name of Jesus. Raise your hand. Say, in the name of Jesus. In my life, I begin to experience supernatural victories. Begin to declare that in the name of Jesus. Declare it as if you mean it. I begin to experience supernatural victories. Oh, supernatural victories. In my life, in my job, in my family. Come on, begin to declare supernatural victories. Supernatural victories. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural victories. I experience supernatural victories in the name of Jesus. I begin to experience supernatural victories. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord is laying this on my heart. He said we should pray for our children for guidance. See, it is God that can help you to raise a child, though. The things that we did when we were teenagers. Hello? The things that, am I the only one? we know the things that we did that our parents will never know. Am I right?
Yes.
So don't think that you have eyes on these ones. Oh. You don't have eyes on. Yes, we're only trying our best as parents. And Lord, I put my children's future in your hands. Guidance for my children.
Amen.
The Bible says you will hear a voice in behind you saying, this is the way, walk through it. I declare this on top of my children. They will be guided by the Holy Spirit. My children will not make mistakes. I want more of you on this shield. They will not make mistakes in life. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. If you don't have a child yet, begin to sow into the future. Sow into your child, into the future of your children. Begin to sow. Begin to sow. Into the future of your children. Oh, children, pray. I will be guided by the Lord. I am taught by the Lord. I receive guidance. 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 In the name of Jesus. For my children, the Holy Spirit will guide them. For my children, guidance, guidance. In the name of Jesus. Guidance in the name of Jesus. Guidance in the name of Jesus. Guidance in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I don't know if you're struggling with this. We can still say this in Nigeria. At least they will not arrest us. My child will not come back to tell me that he's gay. You don't know the kind of arrows that are flying these days. Children born in church, there's one in Nigeria now that called himself gender fluid. He said he's not man, he's not woman, he's just fluid. And these things, they are becoming, am I right? They're becoming the norm.
There was a governor's wife in one of the states that was supporting him, the governor gubernatorial candidate. It was in Nigeria.
Don't think it's far. In Nigeria, they were supporting all those LGBTQ. That Lord, my own children are guided. See, the world, there are attacks on children. Attacks, they are getting them young. Lord, we redeem our children for the Holy Spirit. We redeem our own children for the Lord. Guidance on my children. Begin to pray, begin to pray. Lord, you will guide the steps of my children. One, the sharing. They will not have bad influence. They will not have bad friends. In the name of Jesus, my children are guided. My children are guided. My children are taught of the Lord. Great shall be their wisdom. They are guided by the Lord. They are guided by the Lord. Holy Spirit, guide my children. Holy Spirit, guide my children. Holy Spirit, guide my children. Holy Spirit, guide their decisions. Holy Spirit, guide their decisions. Guide their actions. In the name of Jesus, our children shall be for the Lord. We will not lose any of our children to the world. Our children shall be for the Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Last prayer point. Say, in the name of Jesus, I decree my house shall be a house of blessing. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. My house shall be a house of blessing. Oh, blessings shall locate themselves into my house. Supernatural blessings shall find their way into my house. Supernatural blessings find their way into my house. Oh, my house become a house of blessing. My house become a house of blessing. Blessing in the day. Blessing in the night. Blessing when I go out. Blessing when I come back in. In the name of Jesus, my house shall become a house of blessing. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I declare unto your life supernatural victory in the name of Jesus. I say, I declare to your household supernatural victory in the name of Jesus. Receive guidance. Receive guidance. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. Receive understanding. Our children will not be lost to the devil. In the name of Jesus. Our house are turned into blessing house in the name of Jesus. Blessing locate our families. Blessing locate our homes. Blessing locate our jobs. Blessing locate our businesses. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name of prayer. Somebody celebrate Jesus in this place.
to us in. That as they have blessed us this year.